For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Michael Horger is a former firefighter whose family has been in Willits for generations. He's running for 3rd District Supervisor because he wants future generations to raise their families here, too. We spoke recently in our Willits studio in the old Carnegie Library. Horger started by talking about access roads out of brook trails, most of which are privately owned.
Well, there's 7 emergency accesses, but they all go through private property. It would have to be okayed with them to reuse them. But 20 years ago when the Oakland Hills fires came around, you know, that was the fear up there. So we had meetings and they come up with these access or exit points. So we'd have to get an emergency plan. We'd have to have current communication to tell which people which way to go and where to get the most viable exit.
And do you know if the property owners are being communicated with or if the gates are locked and if those roads are even passable by people trying to flee?
I've been talking to people that have been on the roads, and some people say the roads aren't passable by cars and they haven't been maintained in years. Property owners haven't been contacted. So that's something that needs to be done. And should, since CAL FIRE is responsible for the Brook Trails area, it should get on CAL FIRE's calendar every year to check the roads, make sure they're passable, make sure they're usable, and not wait every 20 years and when we have another fire, then everybody starts worrying about it again.
And talk a little bit more about how law enforcement is a priority for you. What do we need up in the 3rd District in terms of law enforcement personnel?
Well, people I've talked to in the Covelo area are worried about not having a resident deputy. There's not a resident deputy in Leggett. There's not a resident deputy in Laytonville. But the Covelo area, most of the crimes up there are violent crimes, so you'd need more than one. You'd need at least 3. You know, I mean, Tom Allman has done more than he could to try and get people up there. There's a stipend for people, to live up there. But you can't force people to live where they don't want to live.
Another area of priority for you sounds like it's schools. You said you've been doing site councils.
I was injured on the fire department, so I was, I've been home a lot. So I started volunteering in schools and helping in classrooms. And then I got on the different site councils to help out with. They have different title money that the site council is in charge of. So we break it down and spend it the best possible way for the kids in the schools. And I've done that for about 9 years now, and I'm at the high school. But I've really been trying to get vocation back in the schools. And now we have building and trades and going well. We've got 7 kids this year that are going to graduate, and they're going to go on to the green building and trades in Mendocino College. So in less than 4 months from today, they'll be able to be in the workforce working as in the construction field, which is great.
It sounds like you've got a perspective on Willits here. You're from an old Willits family, and the library we're sitting in, you said, was your grandmother's old workplace. So can you talk a little bit about your family's history in Willits?
My father's mother was the first Willits matron policewoman in the city of Willits and dispatcher. And when she first hired in the 40s, it was over in the basement of the Van Hotel, then moved over to the basement of the Carnegie building, and then moved over where the firehouse is. And she retired in 1975.
The big industry that's on everyone's mind right now is cannabis, and the 3rd District didn't really have anybody advocating on their behalf while the ordinance was being crafted, but the ordinances relating to cannabis are continually being revisited. And so what would your priority be if you were on the board and a cannabis matter came before you?
Well, I'd have to protect the small farmer. Definitely need to protect the people. We need to have a reason to stay here. We need to have them want to be here. We want to make generations stay here. That's my problem now is my kids, and kind of got me into this race, is we were talking and I said, yeah, I hope my kids, get an education and move somewhere else. And I don't want that to happen. I want my kids to stay here and I want them to love this town and I want them to enjoy the lifestyle we have here. And I don't want it to be ruined by big business coming in and destroying the land, destroying the people, and destroying what this town is all about.
You mentioned earlier that your background is in firefighting and EMS, so you've definitely got some medical training. And with the sales tax coming in pretty soon to start funding more mental health stuff, what would you like to see in the 3rd District?
There's been a lot of talk about Howard Hospital. I kind of feel we need to have it in the Willits area because we're the hub of the county.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time with KZYX today.
Thank you very much for having me, and I look forward to this new experience.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. We just heard from Michael Horger, who is running for supervisor in the 3rd District.